On January 1st this year, Tufts Health Plan and Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare, already two of Massachusetts's largest health insurers, merged, creating the second largest insurer in the state. That company now covers 2.4 million customers. But the company just announced Harvard Pilgrim is dropping its Medicare Advantage coverage in Massachusetts and Maine. The Boston Globe reports this means around 11,000 members could lose coverage on January 1st, 2022, a year to the date of the state-approved merger. This is And Another Thing. I'm Maya Schwader.
And I'm Dara Kennedy. In Massachusetts, that number adds up to about 9,500 members to lose HMO coverage, with another 1,600 in Maine forced to find new plans while still being offered Medicare supplement plans, according to the company's statement. Benefits of the merger for customers included Tufts Medicare Preferred Stride HMO plans, larger network of doctors and other providers, but some Harvard Pilgrim customers' doctors may not be in that network. We invited Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare and Tufts Health to join the show today. The company declined, but offered us this statement on behalf of the new .32 Health joint company.
It reads in part, "We've carefully compared both companies' provider networks and worked to expand the Tufts Medicare Preferred Network to include all providers who are actively used for primary care and specialty services by Stride members today to allow for better continuity of care."
It continues, "The Tufts Medicare Preferred Primary Care Network now includes Steward Healthcare and select Mass General Brigham Primary Care and specialty practices. We also added new specialty ancillary and behavioral health care providers to the network and will continue to seek new contracts as we move into 2022, end quote from the company. No matter the age, the coverage, or the company, it is not easy to navigate insurance and while in a pandemic. If persons find themselves in between coverage or simply fail to enroll, what happens? Specifically to older customers that may need additional treatments.
On September 8th, Mass Advantage, a new health plan in partnership with UMass Memorial Health Ventures, was launched for residents of Worcester County and will be available for eligible residents to enroll beginning tomorrow. Joining us now is Mary Shea. She is the first CEO of Mass Advantage. Mary, thank you so much for being on our show. Let us start with some basics. We're talking about Medicare, Medicare Advantage. What is the difference between those two?
That's a great question. So in every person that qualifies for Medicare will have the option to make a choice. And Medicare, we sometimes refer to as traditional Medicare, is available to everyone. And that usually covers a percentage of the services that you need. So usually it's around 80% that's covered, but individuals are still responsible for 20%. Then there's Medicare Advantage, which is a form of Medicare that individuals can choose. And in those instances, Medicare Advantage, if you choose a Medicare Advantage plan, which is a plan operated by a private health insurance company, you can receive coverage on what Medicare covers, but Medicare Advantage plans can offer more. So the big distinction there is, while the Medicare Advantage plan covers at minimum what Medicare traditional Medicare covers, Medicare Advantage plans are allowed to cover more things like supplemental benefits like dental that traditional Medicare does not cover.
Mm. So if someone is on a Medicare Advantage plan and let's say that program announces that now it's dropping that program, what would they have to do?
Yes, unfortunately, when that happens, it does cause a huge amount of disruption. The good news is that this time of the year, which is, as you said earlier, October 15 is the first day that individuals can select a new plan for their new coverage starting in January of next year. So during this time period, all individuals that are eligible for Medicare can select a new plan. So they can go back to traditional Medicare, or they can look at a number of different Medicare Advantage plans that are available in the market.
So it bears repeating, I know we all know this, but we are still in a pandemic. What kind of ripple effects does it have when a really big provider, like, for example, Harvard Pilgrim, makes a move like this?
For the Medicare beneficiaries, for the individuals that shop for Medicare, there are really three things that come into play. There are more than three things, but there are three primary things that come into play. One is, what happens to the doctor that I normally see? If the insurance company pulls out of a doctor network, that doctor can no longer accept people in that network. So one of the key considerations for a Medicare beneficiary is to say, is my doctor accepting the new insurance plan that I'm going to pick? So if I'm going shopping, that would be a first question. The second question is really, I think COVID has brought us to some of the fundamental questions, which are quite basic, but actually not so easy to answer. Questions like, can I see my doctor when I want to see them? And what happens when there's a catastrophic event? Do I know what to do? How do I navigate the system? That's a really important question as the individual is doing the shopping, is to identify and pick a plan that can actually help them navigate through the good time and the bad times. Because I venture to say, when you get sick, you probably don't want to be mired in paperwork and learning how to navigate a very complicated system. So you really need that guide. And then making sure that doctor is in your network. I would say those things are some of the key ingredients.
A lot of this is very complicated. There's a lot of different parts to Medicare. You have talked about wanting to simplify the process. What does that look like?
Simplification has two sides. One is, what does that mean for the individuals who's experiencing the healthcare journey? So if I'm going to my doctors, will I be able to schedule an appointment when I need it, or do I have to wait 2 or 3 months before I get to see a specialist or see a PCP, see my PCP? So simplifying means I can actually receive the care within a time that I need. So that's not months and months, but within days when I need them. So that's one thing. And then the other thing is, I think many individuals have experiences when you go to the doctors and your doctor prescribes a drug and it requires a form that they have to fill out or a referral, and the forms are complicated, and sometimes they submit it and they get denied and you go back and do it all over again. Mm-hmm. Is there somebody on the health plan side that's actually helping you navigate through that? Maybe they're actually filling out the forms with you and they're advocating on your behalf.
Mary Shea is the CEO of Mass Advantage. So sorry, we're going to have to leave it there. Mary Shea is the CEO of Mass Advantage in Worcester. Thank you so much for joining us.
In the United States is nothing if not complicated. As we just heard, there are many steps to try to get this right. According to Bloomberg, Americans spend more on drugs than any other people in the world. As thousands of seniors across our region are being forced to change their Medicare plans, a state legislature from Western Massachusetts has made Medicare for All a priority, a bill that could bring a single-payer health care system to the state. First Hampshire State Representative Lindsay Sabadosa of Northampton is the lead House sponsor of that bill, and she joins us now. Representative, thank you so much for joining us on the show. Tell our audience, how would a Medicare for All single-payer health care system work in Massachusetts?
Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me this evening. I would be more than happy to talk about the Medicare for All legislation. The Medicare for All plan would effectively replace private insurance in the state of Massachusetts. It would create a system into which individuals who are employed and their employer pay into the system. And when you go to get health care, instead of having an insurance company pay, the state system would pay. So I think an important distinction that sometimes confuses people is that this is not socialized medicine. This is not a plan where the doctors work for the state. The state does not choose who your provider is, so you would continue to see whichever providers you want, but the payer would change. And we do this through a payroll tax, as well as using the federal money that comes into the state for healthcare already.
Your bill was introduced back in 2018. Legislation to create a single-payer healthcare in the Bay State has been introduced for more than 20 years. What are some of the challenges to getting this passed and enacted?
Well, I think the first thing is that a lot of people feel that this is something that we should do on a federal level. But I think the political reality in the United States is not such that we can expect a single-payer healthcare system to be enacted tomorrow. And in fact, I often point to Canada as the example. When Canada moved to a single-payer healthcare system, because once upon a time they had a system that was more like the current system in the United States, they started with a single province, and it was the province of Saskatchewan. So not the most populated of provinces, and certainly not the wealthiest of provinces. But that rolled and became the healthcare system for the whole country. So I would argue that we can do it in Massachusetts. And I agree that the legislation has been filed for a long time, but I think that in the past 2, 3, 4 years, we've really worked on improving the legislation. So actually taking the matter and not just putting it out there as a theoretical bill, but as something that we could really, through an 1115 waiver, that's the waiver that the state of Massachusetts has to apply for in order to use federal funds, I'll phrase it in a more creative way. We already file those waivers every 5 years. We're doing that right now. And that's a Medicare for All system is something that we could ask the federal government to create in our state. But we need a real plan. And we are working with the legislation to figure out exactly how we do that. We know how we pay for it. Now we have to figure out how we make that transition and how we truly find the political will to make it a reality.
So what happens now? Where does the bill sit currently?
So the bill is currently with the Healthcare Finance Committee at the State House. I sit on that committee, so I was very excited to receive that appointment because it's important to me to understand exactly how we pay for healthcare in the state and all the intricacies that that involves. We are in a unique position where the committee this year, for the first time, is primarily made up of individuals who support single-payer healthcare. That's not a position that we've been in before. And I think that you'll find even people who don't openly talk about single-payer are moving more and more in that direction. When you look at the Health Policy Commission, every single meeting they're talking about uncontrollable costs in the Commonwealth and the need to really change our system. That's what single-payer offers.
State Representative Lindsay Sabadosa of Northampton, thank you for joining us on And Another Thing.
Thank you.
When we come back, we'll speak with someone who helps seniors navigate their health care coverage. That's coming up on And Another Thing. Stay with us. This is And Another Thing. I'm Maya Schwader.
And I'm Dara Kennedy. Open enrollment periods for various healthcare plans are among us, and some may even be causing confusion. In Connecticut, some providers have extended their sign-up windows, and we've learned earlier in the show that Medicare Advantage coverage for some in Massachusetts will soon end. We wondered how those on and eligible for Medicare may deal with the complexities of selecting and navigating coverage, and learned of a local program designed for this purpose to assist.
That program is called SHINE. That's an acronym for Serving the Health Information Needs of Everyone, S-H-I-N-E. They provide free, confidential health insurance counseling for Medicare beneficiaries at senior centers across the region. Amanda Joao is a member and also the director of the Shelburne Senior Center. She joins us now. Amanda, welcome to And Another Thing. So, when an insurer drops coverage, like what is happening with Harvard Pilgrim, what kind of complications does that bring for a senior covered by Medicare?
So for those who are not planning or expecting the change, they will be forced to pick up another plan. Luckily, Harvard Pilgrim explained that it will be giving current members instructions on how they can change to their new plan. The new plan will be under Tufts. It's an HMO plan. The Tufts Medicare Preferred HMO plan will begin in 2022. Luckily for enrollees, right now, October 15th through December 7th is the open enrollment period for Medicare, so they're easily able to enroll in the new plan. Some other struggles they might encounter are changes in their monthly premiums and limited drug coverage. However, they may be able to customize the plan to best fit their needs.
When changing these plans, is it possible that prices, premiums, deductibles, copays, things like that are going to go up?
So although Tufts has explained that their administrative changes in their idea to conjoin with Harvard Pilgrim has a goal of saving deductibles and primary costs for the health insurance beneficiaries, because it's such a customized thing, your health insurance, it really varies. Some variations we see with the seniors that we counsel are their health status, how many prescription drugs they have, and their preferences for what is covered versus not covered. So due to those changes in the plans, depending on what they're looking for, they could see an increase or decrease in monthly cost.
When seniors are trying to navigate this system, what are some common questions, some common misconceptions that you see come up a lot?
So the most popular misconception is that you can wait until you're 65 to enroll in Medicare. Many seniors are unaware that they can actually enroll 3 months ahead of time so that there is no lag in their coverage. Another misunderstanding is that there's only a very limited amount of Advantage plans in the area. There's actually about a half dozen offered to those in Franklin and Hampshire counties. So people are able to shop around and utilize online comparison tools to make sure that they're getting the best deal for their health needs.
So with this merger, this change in coverage, what are you saying to seniors now?
So luckily, Harvard Pilgrim, for their current beneficiaries experiencing the change, they should be receiving detailed instructions on how to enroll into the new plan. My best advice would be make sure you do so before the end of the enrollment period, which will come to an end December 7th, in order to avoid facing penalties. I would also encourage them to reach out to their local SHINE counselor, and they'll be able to set up an appointment for free guidance on how to best handle this change. Many times they can contact the sales representative for their current insurance plan, and they will also be able to guide them through the change process.
For those who aren't eligible for Medicare yet but might be in the future, what do they need to know about the process?
So the Medicare process is not as difficult as many think it is. It's usually just simple communication early on with Social Security. I would recommend that those in Western Massachusetts contact the SHINE department at the Greenfield Life Path office. Their phone number is 413-773-5555, and they will be able to connect beneficiaries with their local SHINE counselor, where they can meet one-on-one and get all of their questions answered. They will also guide them with how to enroll in Medicare, whether via mail, on the phone, or online, whichever way works best for them.
Amanda Joao is with the Shelburne Senior Center. Thanks so much for speaking with us on And Another Thing.
Thanks for having me, Maya. Have a good day.
We have talked about the loss of Medicare coverage, the confusion, the legislation, and have discussed how to help seniors navigate. If you live in other New England states and may have been in between coverage, how do you navigate? The executive director for the largest health insurance company by total lives covered joins us now, Kristen Dowd of United Healthcare Medicare and Retirement of New England. Welcome to And Another Thing. From a regional lens, what can those in states surrounding Massachusetts do if they are faced with lapses in coverage or for some reason get dropped?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. And thank you so much for having me today. So there's various different reasons why people tend to shop around for Medicare plans at this point in time. You know, the one thing I always recommend is it's important for people to kind of take into consideration, like, look at your current plan offerings. You know, like, are you currently in Medicare? What do you have a Med Sup plan? Do you have a Medicare Advantage plan? Those are the types of questions to kind of take a look at and really say, okay, what then determine what is a good fit for your budget? So that's always the two kind of things that I always like to say when these types of things happen. And it is open enrollment period starting tomorrow all the way through December 7th. So it really does give people the opportunity to kind of just see what's out there.
Kristen, how does that work? If one is dropped from their plan now, and now if one is dropped from their plan at the beginning of the year, so January 1st, 2022, but open enrollment is now, how then do you get covered?
Yeah, so there's a lot of various different ways that you can go. So the first, I always say go to Medicare.gov. So that's going to be kind of your single source of where you can kind of find different coverage. So that's like the first tipping point. You can kind of go in, put in your zip code, see what plans are offered. The second really is, I always say, go to a different plan website. So for instance, we have uhcnewengland.com where you can go in and again, put in your zip code, talk to an agent that can kind of make Medicare a little bit personal, right? I always hear that Medicare is complicated. It's not supposed to be complicated. So we want to make sure that we're making it as easy as possible for people to kind of get that coverage that they need, especially if they're experiencing a lapse or just exploring different coverages, and that they can get the care that they need and within their budget.
United Healthcare has some of the largest corporations in America, but you also are in all 50 states. When it comes down to New England, let's say you live in Connecticut, but you work in Massachusetts, will there be problems in trying to sign up for Medicare in that situation?
Absolutely not. So that's kind of the benefit. So United Healthcare today serves 1 in 3 New Englanders. That's such an amazing number. It's really something that we're proud of. And so what we have is we have a national network. And because we have a national network, members are able to kind of choose different plan options. So they can kind of cross borders without kind of changing their Medicare coverage. So that's one of the points that when you're shopping around, you kind of want to look at. You want to see, like, is your doctor in network? Is your preferred hospital in network? You know, does your plan include the things that traditional Medicare doesn't cover, like dental, vision, or other benefits? Does it include wellness programs? Are your medications covered? And then I would say even another option, just because we're sort of in that COVID environment still, is does your health plan offer, you know, telehealth and things like that? You know, one of the things that we're proud of at United Healthcare is we have, you know, mail order for prescription to make it easy. We also have a house calls program so that people who are feeling a little bit hesitant can get sort of a check-in in the comfort of their own home. So there's a lot of different options. I think, you know, when you're thinking about different health plans, it's definitely good to look at, like, what your plan covers and whether you can cross state borders and sort of what that flexibility looks like.
From the business side of things, why do mergers like this happen with two large healthcare providers? What makes them come together?
There's various different reasons why mergers and acquisitions sort of take place. You know, they always have, I think, the consumer's interest at heart. But, you know, I think today it's more focusing in on with the members and, you know, consumers. What does their current plan cover and what can it cover in the future?
When lapses like this happen from an insurance standpoint, right now it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Can that treatment be added on to, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to leave it there. I'm sorry, Kristen, you are so amazing. Kristen Dowd of United Healthcare Medicare and Retirement of New England, the executive director. Thank you for joining our show. Sorry I cut you short there.
No worries.
Thanks for joining us today. I'm Maya Schwader. We want you to be part of the conversation. We are on social media at AAT on NEPM.
And you can email us at andanotherthing@nepm.org.